This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents The Poetry of Dylan Thomas, read by the author. Through his radio work and public readings, Thomas enjoyed wide public appeal before his death in 1953. The poetry of Dylan Thomas is remarkable for its lyric power and vivid metaphors.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way, do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Waking alone in a multitude of loves, when morning's light, surprised in the opening of her night-long eyes, is golden yesterday asleep upon the iris, and this day's sun leapt up the sky out of her thighs. Was miraculous virginity old as loaves and fishes? Though the moment of a miracle is unending lightning, and the shipyards of Galilee's footprints hide a navy of doves. No longer will the vibration of the sun desire on her deep sea pillow, where once she married alone, her heart all ears and eyes, lips catching the avalanche of the golden ghost who ringed with his dreams her mercury bone, who under the lids of her windows hoisted his golden luggage. For a man sleeps where fire leapt down, and she learns through his arm that other sun, the jealous coursing of the unrivaled blood. In my craft or sullen art, exercised in the still night, when only the moon rages, and the lovers lie abed with all their griefs in their arms, I labor by singing light, not for ambition or bread, or the strut and trade of charms on the ivory stages, but for the common wages of their most secret heart. Not for the proud man apart from the raging moon I write on these spindrift pages, nor for the towering dead with their nightingales and psalms, but for the lovers, their arms round the briefs of the ages, who pay no praise or wages, nor heed my craft or art. Myself, the grievers, grieve among the street burned to tireless death, a child of a few hours with its kneading mouth, charred on the black breast of the grave the mother dug, and its arms full of fires. Begin with singing, sing, darkness kindled back into beginning when the corpse tongue nodded blind. A star was broken into the centuries of the child, myself grieve now, and miracles cannot atone. Forgive us your death, that myself the believers may hold it in a great flood till the blood shall spurt and the dust shall sing like a bird as the grains blow, as your death grows through our heart. Crying your dying cry, child beyond cockcrow, by the fire-dwarfed street we chant the flying sea in the body bereft. Love is the last light spoken. O seed of suns in the loin of the black husk left. I know not whether Adam or Eve, the adorned holy bullock, or the white ewe lamb, or the chosen virgin laid in her snow on the altar of London, was the first to die in the cinder of the little skull. O bride and bridegroom, O Adam and Eve together, lying in the lull under the sad breast of the headstone, white as the skeleton of the Garden of Eden. I know the legend of Adam and Eve is never for a second silent in my service over the dead infants, over the one child who was priest and servant, word, singers, and tongue in the cinder of the little skull, who was the serpent, nightfall, and the fruit like a sun, man and woman undone. Beginning crumbled back to darkness, bare as the nurseries of the Garden of Wilderness. Into the organ pipes and steeples of the luminous cathedrals, into the weathercock's molten mouths, rippling in 12-winded circles, into the dead clock burning the hour over the urn of Sabbaths, over the whirling ditch of daybreak, over the sun's hovel and the slum of fire, and the golden pavements laid in requiems. Into the bread in a wheat field of flames, into the wine burning like brandy, the masses of the sea under, the masses of the infant-bearing sea, erupt, fountain, and enter to utter forever, glory, glory, glory. The sundering ultimate kingdom of Genesis thunder.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.